for West Southwest on WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. Coming up, I interview Sherry Brockway, Director of Training and Community Impact at the YWCA of Kalamazoo. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Brockway says Michigan has some of the strictest laws regarding consent, and violators will be prosecuted. Welcome to WMUK.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
This interview deals with Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is coming up in April. Why does that continue to be something that we need to have a month to create awareness about? Do you think the word is not getting out?
Well, I think it's important that we have a month dedicated to this because even though information is out there, we need to reach more individuals. I mean, statistically speaking, only 12% of all victims even report sexual assault. So our goal in Sexual Assault Awareness Month is to educate the community. It is to promote the strengths of survivors, but also to hold perpetrators of sexual violence accountable. And so we want to bring the community together to promote healing, strengths, but most important, to keep educating individuals on the effects of sexual assault and to get victims the resources they need.
So it seems like the focus is on the victims, helping them to heal.
Correct.
And that's mostly because so many of them don't come forward. Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons victims don't come forward. It could be they're not aware of the services available. And that's one thing. Like, for example, the YWCA has a sexual assault nurse examiner program where we do all the forensic evidence collection and address the medical needs that a sexual assault victim might have. And there's only 26 of those in the state of Michigan, and only 13 that operate as we do in Kalamazoo. So not being aware of the services is a huge reason. Second, they fear, embarrassment, shame, guilt are many reasons victims of sexual assault don't come forward. But also, I think most important is the fear that they won't be believed.
What does this nurse do? Does this nurse handle the rape kits? Is that what this nurse does?
Yes, they do.
So is a nurse on call 24 hours a day at the Y?
Yes. Yep. We have nurses available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to meet the needs of survivors coming forward. And Earlene, one of the most important things I want people to know is we can do the exams up to 5 days after an assault, which is a huge resource because victims might be in shock, disbelief. So when they come around to seeking the services, up to 5 days we can do that. We're able to give all the prophylactics, antibiotics for any type of sexually transmitted infection. So even though the goal is forensics, the way I speak about it, the medical needs are the number one most important goal that we meet when working with clients.
Is that service free when people come?
Yes, that is 100% free and confidential. And that's one of the reasons we're lucky to have that in Kalamazoo. Some victims must drive hours to get that service, but we have it right here in Kalamazoo.
So that we're understanding what you're talking about, when you say that sexual assault survivors can come and get service with you know, as late as, say, 5 days, can you be a little more specific about that? Are you saying that evidence medically is still within the body?
Yes, evidence can stay in there 5 days. You know, however, they don't recommend that you shower. It doesn't matter if you've showered, anything like that. They still have the capability, because of their training, to get evidence up to 120 hours.
In each community, where you go to get these services might vary. But if they're here in the Kalamazoo area, and let's say they're hearing our voice today, and they have been sexually assaulted, what's the first thing they should do?
Well, the first thing they should do is come to the YWCA immediately. So,
don't call the police. Go to the Y.
Yeah, and we can facilitate them calling the police. Really, there's no wrong door approach. If they call the police, they will bring them right to the YWCA. If they go to the hospital, they will find a way to get them right to the YWCA. They can come directly. And we also have supportive volunteers that respond to each sexual assault victim that calls the Y. So we can have a support system available with them to report this to the police. So that's why I like it if they come there first, because we can give them the supports necessary. If they want to report it, they can. If they don't think at this time it's appropriate, then we provide individual supportive counseling to help them at that time.
Can you give us a sense of, numerically, how many individuals actually come to the Y to receive help for sexual assault?
In our sexual assault nurse examiner program, they had well over 100 individuals that had that exam last year. Our individual and support group counseling, we average about 300 victims a year. Now, statistically speaking, Kalamazoo County in 2014, there was approximately 179 rapes reported to the police in Kalamazoo County. And then, according to the Michigan State Police Uniform Crime Report, there were over 3,000 rapes reported in the state of Michigan to law enforcement in 2014.
You say 100 individuals last year sought the services of this nurse that you have in your facility. How does that number compare to previous years, let's say 2005 to 2015? Is it going up? Is it going down?
Well, the number of victims seeking services is increasing every year. I think due to more and more education about what's available, getting information out about how to reduce the trauma that victims experience, and we're trying to remove the barriers for victims reporting it, and I think that's something we've been very successful in doing.
In terms of statistics, can you give us some numbers that give us an idea of how often people are sexually assaulted?
Well, every 107 seconds in the United States, somebody is raped. So we have over 3.5 million victims every year.
And could you break that down in terms of men and women, like one out of how many women, X number out of how many men?
They say college age, 18 to 24, one out of every five women will be sexually assaulted. And for men, it was 33%, one out of every 33 men will be sexually assaulted during the age of 18 to 24.
I think right now would be a good time to talk about the definition of sexual assault. As I'm doing more reading, it feels to me that the definition is changing, at least certainly among sexual violence victim advocates. I don't know if the definition is different legally. For example, I was looking on a website from the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, and it says, what is sexual assault? It says sexual assault can be defined as any type of unwanted sexual contact, ranging from sexist attitudes and actions to rape and murder. Sexual assault can include words and actions of a sexual nature against a person's will. How would you define sexual assault?
When I'm talking in general, how I distinguish sexual assault from rape, because that's a big question I get quite often. And basically, sexual assault is any of the unwanted language, touching, fondling, and the rape is the actual sexual penetration.
Is that also the case in terms of legal definitions?
Yes, they just have a much more longer and uneasy to understand. So, yes.
Let's talk a little bit about, actually, let's talk a lot about consent. There seems like a great deal of attention now being paid to the issue of consent and making sure that people really understand that. Can you talk about consent?
We talk about consent as saying yes to any type of sexual activity. We do not believe a lack of no means yes. So it's actually the verbal yes. And one thing about Michigan law regarding consent is in Michigan, you can take back consent at any time.
And that's under the law?
Correct. So I think that's important to know. The other very important thing to know is in Michigan, if you are under the influence of drugs or alcohol, you cannot legally give consent for sexual activity. So I really make sure that I talk about that with the young students because that goes along our lines of prevention.
So someone could be prosecuted.
If there is not consent.
And maybe people need to understand that under those types of conditions, if someone is incapacitated in some way, they can be prosecuted.
That is correct. You cannot legally give consent.
Also, talk about consent within, even in a marriage, a dating relationship. They could be sexual assault in those under those conditions as well. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that is very
to empower
correct.
Women who may be married or in a, or men for that matter, who are in a steady relationship or not even in a steady relationship.
Michigan is very progressive in its sexual assault laws, and we do recognize marital rape in Michigan. We talk about that a lot in our support groups and what it means. But even in marital relationships, if you do not want any sexual activity, it is against the law for your partner to do that.
And is that also a prosecutable offense?
Yes, it is.
There's an initiative this year that you're doing, I think you all have done it in the past, that's helping to spread the word about consent. And it's called Consent is Power. Can you tell us about that?
During April, or starting April 1st through the 30th, we will be working with several bars in the Kalamazoo area, and they will be providing stamps that say consent is power. And our whole goal in that program is to educate the public about sexual assault, about what consent is, but also to give the power to individuals to understand consent and feel comfortable talking about it. We're really just trying to open up the communication as well.
At those particular establishments that people go to, what exactly is going to happen for that thing that's called consent is power? I think is there some kind of stamp of some sort that they're going to put on their hand?
Yes, correct. They stamp their hand at the bar.
Is it actually going to say consent is power?
Yes, it is.
Then also there's another partnership with Water Street Coffee Joint called A Cup of Prevention.
Well, we are very excited to announce that during the month of April at all four Water Street locations, we'll be offering customers Sexual Assault Awareness Month stickers, as well as a teal ribbon with the goal of promoting prevention and once again opening the conversations and just having people become aware of sexual assault in our community.
So a percentage of the sales are going to your sexual assault program at the Y.
That is correct.
Then also you have an annual event called Take Back the Night, and that's actually right here taking place at Western. What is Take Back the Night for those who aren't familiar with Take Back the Night?
It's going to be Thursday, April 14th. From 6 to 7, they'll have a pre-event. And the whole goal is, once again, to remove the barriers to any victim seeking services, but also we're promoting healing and finding the support that is best for each victim. And then from 7 to 9, we'll actually have the Take Back event. There'll be several keynote speakers providing information. And then there'll be a march through campus proclaiming Taking Back the Night for victims. And then we'll end with a gathering with food and just once again opening the conversations.
Who should come to that particular event?
This is an event for the whole community. Both men and women should come to this event because, once again, it's an opportunity to promote strength. If we're going to do this work effectively, we need men involved in it. And this is a whole goal to get men involved to help us take back the night.
You've been listening to Sherry Brockway, Director of Training and Community Impact at the YWCA of Kalamazoo, as we talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month. For a longer interview, visit WMUK.org. For West Southwest on WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.